talk later. I'm gonna
Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-oh, I'm hearing more thunder.
When
well,
you're standing at a crossroads.
My goodness.
What do you do?
I don't hear. Yeah, I hear. It's getting a little loud over here, so I'm not sure. Build container.
But the world is on your side.
You'll ask God to protect her.
That's true.
When your back is up against the wall. What do you do? You hold on and keep the faith. Tell somebody on your road. Say, come on. Tell somebody sitting around you. Keep the faith.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Tonight is still seems to be a rainy and stormy night. It seems not to be lightning, but I keep hearing a little bit of thunder here and there. I decided to go in and proceed with the show and hope that God will bless us and protect us. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. Well, tonight I played Keep the Faith by Charles Jenkins. It says, when there's nothing else to do, we must hold on and keep the faith. Tonight we are going to talk about faith. The scripture, Hebrews 11:1. Faith is confident in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. The scripture tells us the essence of faith is embracing what can't be seen. Now, faith, once again, faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. This assurance isn't the result of wishful and positive thinking. It is confident in God. We can't see, but what whom existence is the truest reality in the universe. His reality is displayed in his created work. And in Psalm 19:1, it says, the heaven declares the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. And made visible by revealing his invisible character and ways in his son, Jesus, who came to show father's love to us. This is God in whom we live and move and have our being. As the Apostle Paul said, put it as such, we live by faith and not by sight. Yet we don't walk alone. The unseen God walks with us every step of the way. Once again, as I always say, he never leaves us nor forsake us. He's always there walking with us. So we must continue by faith and not by sight. Tonight, Rebecca Davis is going to join me and talking about faith. And I'm going to ask her two questions, and she's going to reveal in her own way how she wants to explain these two, answering these two questions. Rebecca is a widow. And by the way, I also want to say that Rebecca and I have a lot in common. Rebecca's birthday was May 2nd, and my birthday was May 2nd. This was past Sunday, so we had a great time. She celebrated in her way, and I celebrated in my way. And we had a glorious time. God bless us with another birthday. And I hope that he will continue to bless us with more and more to come. And also, Rebecca's a widow. And also, Rebecca has started our widow's ministry. She started it a few years ago. She'll talk about that. She can mention that to you. And also, she'll tell you her date where her husband transitioned. It's really this month. Her birthday is this month plus the date when her husband left her to go with the Lord. So I am going to bring Rebecca on, but first I am going to read these two questions, and she's going to come in her own way and tell us and answering these two questions. In a world where seeing is deleting, in what ways do you struggle to live by faith in God? What has strengthened your faith, and in what areas do you need to rest in Him more fully? Rebecca.
Good evening, everyone. So nice to be here. And Mary was correct. We do have a lot in common. We both shared the same birthday, but it was because of her that I started the widow's ministry at my church. A friend of mine, Pat Jones, who was a member of Mary's church, when my husband transitioned, she told me about Mary and told Mary about me. And Mary got in touch with me, and it was one of the best things. When I went to that first meeting, it was like the Lord was just speaking to me. This is what you should be doing. This is where you belong. And I have been so empowered ever since then. And when you speak of faith, I like to think of myself as having been a faithful person all my life, but not as strong as I am now. I'm beginning to realize that you grow in your faith. And there's certain things that you can do to grow. I was the type of person that my mother, going to church wasn't an option. That was just something you did. I had a very religious mother, and she made sure I attended church. So I've always been a church going. But you know, as you get older, you veer away from the church some, and you may not do the things that you know that should be church worthy. But you always come back, because they always say, train up a child in the way he should go, and he will not depart from it. But I wasn't, as you could say, the most faithfulest person. I believed in God, yes. I trusted God, yes. But I didn't have that close personal relationship with God. And since my husband has transitioned, I have gotten so close to God now that I don't fear anything, and I'm at such peace. And I want to kind of go over with you how I got to this point. Because now my husband passed 3 years ago on May 21st. And at that time when he passed, I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Because it was just the two of us living in this house besides our dog. And I was like, oh, you know, the yard work. And he was the handyman, and he fixed everything that was broken. Of course, you might know everything started to fall apart. I had to have this fixed and that fixed. But God found a way to bring all of that together. And I kind of saw how he was working in my life already before I really came to him. And then something said, you know, right now you need God more than anything. You grew up in the church, but you haven't really utilized the church like you should. You know, you would pray on Sunday and maybe one day during the week, and that would be it till the next Sunday. That wasn't really serving God the way you knew you should have been. So I started to pray, and I started asking God, Lord, please give me what I need. I'm kind of desperate. I'm alone. I don't know what to do. And, you know, God heard my prayer, and he hears our prayer. Anytime we pray to him and pray with our full heart, he listens. He may not always answer your prayer exactly when you want him to, but he will listen, and he will answer in a timely manner. And the thing that we have to realize is that his timely manner may not be our timely manner. And so we have to just wait on the Lord. I've learned through my studies and doing my Bible study, which I'm with a Bible study group now too with my family. But my widows meet on the fourth Saturday, and I always seem to bring up some kind of lesson from the Bible to our meetings, and then we discuss other business too. But I've found that to be so rewarding. So it's forcing me, in a way, to get more into the Word. I read the Bible now every day. It's not like before, maybe once or twice a week. Every single day, and maybe more than once a day. And I'm finding that the more I get into the Word, the stronger my faith becomes. Now, I've learned that there's different kinds of faith. There's a dead faith. That's the person who has faith but is not really using it. And then there's a vain faith. That's for the people that might think that they're holier than thou. And then, of course, the one that we don't want any part of is the demonic faith. And you know what that is. That's faith in Satan. But I've learned the saving faith, the saving faith from God. And what we have to do to get into the flow of this faith is to place our faith actively in God. I mean, it should be an action word. Then we have to love. We have to love God and others without judgment. And we have to obey God in his timing. Like I said before, you know, I want everything done in my time. My time may not be God's time, but I trust now whatever his time is, and I wait on his time. And then we have to worship God with a thankful heart. Be thankful in all things. I found out also that faith has power. God uses people who are not afraid to trust and completely. And I found out that having faith produces enormous power for God's greater purpose. The more faith we put in God, the more we allow God to direct our lives, the more power and blessing we're going to have. And I've seen that throughout my daily walk with him. So you might be asking, well, how did you strengthen your faith? Well, the two things that I wanted from God, I wanted a closer walk, and I wanted to strengthen my faith. And I've gotten both of them now. And I'm going to tell you some ways that I have. All right. Sometimes knowing God's word goes hand in hand with trusting God. And I think I found that to be the biggest thing. We have to trust him with all of our heart, all our mind, and all of our soul, everything. And praying. Like I said, now I pray every day. And read his promises. That's his word. Then have great faith in God that they will come to pass. You know, when you read his word, you trust that whatever he says, he's going to bring it to pass. Pray them over your life. Pray to God over your life. And I find that I feel like God, well, I know he's my friend, but I feel like I could just talk to him as if I'm talking to another friend of mine, just to sit and talk. And I believe he listens. And he hears our prayer, and he knows if we're praying earnestly from our heart. And I think that's why so many of my prayers have been answered, why my life has gotten so much better. I'm telling you, walking with God was the, I mean, I've always walked with him, as I said, but not as strong as I do now. My faith has grown so tremendously. And there's five simple ways that you can strengthen your faith. The first one that seems so simple is to trust. We have to learn to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And, you know, we say we trust him, but then sometimes we may doubt, well, he's not going to do that. But we have to give God our complete trust. When I say complete trust, we turn everything over to God. And then the second thing is to pray. Pray daily. Don't do like I started out praying once a week. Pray every day. And when you pray, find a quiet place to pray. You know, you don't want to have the TV going. You don't want to have the music playing. You want to be just quiet so that you can hear when God speaks to you. And I used to hear my mother say that God speaks to you. I'm like, how can God speak to you? You know, you can't hear God, but my mother knew what she was talking about. He does speak to you. You can feel in your heart what he's saying to you. And if you listen and follow his word, you're going to see the biggest change in your life that you can't believe. I have seen things happening, and I'm just astonished now. I'm like, God, I didn't know you were that amazing. And believe me, lady, he is an amazing God. I mean, there is nothing, when I say nothing, there is nothing that he can't do. So pray daily, and God listens to our prayers. Also, reading the scriptures. You know, I found now that I'm learning more scriptures by heart. You probably just read them, and then I wasn't really internalizing them. Now I'm really internalizing what the scriptures say. And when you read those scriptures and internalize what they're saying, then you need to find out how you can apply those scriptures to your daily life. You know, the words are just there to read. They're there for us to use and to conduct our lives by. You do. You're going to find such an improvement in your life. Things that are happening now, I can't believe it. I get so much confirmation all the times of God's work in my life. And I'm like, well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You know, there's so much to thank him for. And then we have to live the word, as I was saying. You know, just don't read the word. Live the word. Whatever the word is there for us to guide our lives by. So if we listen and live the word, we'll see a change. And then I guess the fifth thing is just to be the light. You know, God put a light in all of us. And we have got to learn to let that light shine. And how do we let it shine? We show people our love. You know, we give and we're honest and we're faithful. And people can see. They can see when you truly love God. You don't have to tell people. They can see from your actions. There's something special about a true believer. And other people can see that. Because I've had people say to me, you believe in God, don't you? And I'm like, well, why would you ask? Because you just glow. I'm like, I glow? Yeah, there's something, there's an aurora about you. I said, well, I guess that's God working in me. I said, but I didn't notice it. So people do notice you. So it's hard to explain in words just how good God is. But I'm telling you, he is wonderful, wonderful. So now fully trusting isn't easy. Sometimes it's hard for people to put all of their trust. It calls for us to have great faith to do that, though. But think how great life could be if we lived without worry, without stress, without anxiety, without fear, and without doubt. So we must intentionally focus on God's plans for us and not our own. And sometimes that means setting aside our own plans and expectations and let God do the work for us. Now, for me, that was a little difficult at first. But the more I stayed in the Word, the more I prayed, the more I asked God to help me, it became easier and easier and easier. Because God wants us to prosper, and he doesn't want any harm to come to us. His plans for us are greater than anything we could imagine for ourselves. So we have to remove doubt from our heart and replace it with belief and trust in him. In doing so, our faith will grow stronger and stronger as we see him lead us in the directions we are truly meant to go. Now, tell you, talking about confirmation, as Mary was saying, our birthday was Sunday, and my niece took me out for my birthday, and she gave me some gifts. And one of the gifts she gave me was a book called Faith. I said, "Well, now, isn't that strange? Mary asked me to speak on faith, and you knew nothing about that, and yet you give me this book about faith." And so as I began to browse through it, and it's written by different people with different sayings, I said, I would like to share some of those with you. All right, and I'll tell you who the author is of the person who said it. All right, faith gives you an inner strength and a sense of balance and perspective in life. And that's by Gregory Peck. Okay. And this one is by Martin Luther King Jr. But I know somehow that only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. All right, and another one. Optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence. Okay, and that one was by Helen Keller. On another one, without faith, nothing is possible. With it, nothing is impossible. And that's by Mary McLeod Bethune. It's about trusting God when you have unanswered questions. That's by Joel Osteen. Faith is believing in things when common sense tells you not to. That's by George Seton. Faith is believing that the outcome will be what it should be, no matter what it is. And that's by Colette Baron Reed. Faith is a knowledge within the heart, beyond the reach of proof. And that's by Khalil Gibran. Faith, it does not make things easy. And that author was unknown. All the world is made of faith and trust. And that's by J.M. Barrie. Faith moves mountains, but you have to keep pushing while you are praying. That's by Mason Cooley. And another one is, faith is the strength by which a shattered world shall emerge into the light. And that's by Helen Keller. Faith is building on what you know is here so you can reach what you know is there. And that kind of concludes my impression on what things you can do to improve your faith, and how it doesn't matter how little faith you have, you can always strengthen and grow your faith. And I truly have, and I'm going to tell you, ladies, the Lord has blessed me abundantly. I couldn't even begin to tell you in all the ways that he's blessed me. And I've had people ask me, you know, how are you so peaceful and, you know, you're in the house by yourself? And I keep telling them, it's all God. is all God. I said, I have put my total trust and faith in God, and he has taken care of me. I don't want or wish for anything. He has supplied all of my needs. So I'm telling you, ones who are suffering now, who have just lost your husbands recently, and mine hasn't been that long, 3 years, but just keep the faith. And when I say keep the faith, don't let go of it. Hold on to it and trust him with every being and fiber in your being. Trust him with everything you do, your finances, your daily life, whatever it is, your Christian life, your Christian life, everything you do, your children, your family, always put God first. And if you do that, I can tell you from experience, nothing will harm you. Nothing. I have no fear in this house by myself anymore. You know, I was afraid at first, oh, I'm in the house. I don't fear anything because I know that God is going to protect me. And he has. He's shown me that every day. You know, when I drive down the highway, I'm safe. No accidents or anything. He brings me home safely. It's just like he's ordered my steps. I don't know where I can put it. He has ordered my steps. And if you put your faith in God and trust him completely, he will order your steps also. And I hope this has helped someone with their walk in faith through this journey, because it can get tough, ladies, I know. But it takes strength from God to get through it. And you only get that strength from doing some of the things that I mentioned to you. And please pray. Prayer is powerful. And the name of Jesus is powerful. I could give you a story about how I used his name and it saved my life. And I won't go into all that now. But just the name of Jesus is powerful. So hold on to your faith. Build on your faith. Make it stronger. And you will see a difference. And I thank you all for listening. Okay, Mary, I think I'm done. I could go on. You know, I get on a soap opera when I start.
Rebecca, you did a wonderful job. And you really, I mean, I really couldn't have talked about faith the way you talked about it. And I just wanted to, you know, God has his way. He gives me my message every week and what to do and who to bring on the show. And just like you said, we connected. We have a lot in common and we connected. I wanted to talk about faith tonight. So when you said you had was given a gift and it was a book about faith, I knew God had connected us together to do this show tonight. So I'm so thankful, and I hope all the callers that are listening, that it's only been 3 years for Rebecca, and she explained that it wasn't easy for her, but she kept the faith. She didn't stop. She stood on God's promises that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will protect us. He will guide us. He will do all those things for us. And some of you that are on the line, I know it's new. It's recent that you have lost your loved one. But just knowing, and I hope that you listen to everything that Rebecca said, because you can get through this. She's gotten through 3 years. And she's going to continue to get stronger and stronger. She said her faith has gotten stronger and stronger. And she gave you some faith nuggets. And I hope that you wrote some of these nuggets down. We don't have time for me to go over it. I hope that you wrote them down, that the things that Rebecca indicated. And I hope that you will do some of those things to help you get through your journey of grief, and you will get through it. Sometimes you will be knocked down again by your feelings, but just get back up and keep moving forward and keeping the faith. And thank you again, Rebecca, faithful in doing God's will. You know, it's just a blessing that you have in this 3 years. That now that you are helping others what you have gone through and are still going through. So I thank you so much for being a part of this ministry. And even though that she has her own ministry, she's a faithful caller. She's on this call every Tuesday night and at our meeting. We have a meeting every third Saturday. And this coming month is on the 15th. We will have a Zoom meeting this time, not a freeconferencecall.com. We will have a Zoom meeting. And I will talk about that later the next Tuesday, about our meeting for the third Saturday. And that is all that we have tonight. We live by faith and not by sight. And we thank God for Rebecca and her testimony about faith. Just continue to know that God is able. He is a protector, and he guides and gives us his love so we can have that faith walk, and just continue to stand on his promises and live by faith, not by sight. Be blessed and have a great evening. And tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And also invite others to listen as well. Have a great night. And thank you.
Standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road, when the world is on your shoulders, when your back is up against the wall, what do you do? You hold on and keep the faith. Tell somebody on your road, stay. Come on. Tell somebody sitting around you, keep the faith. Keep the faith.